As Nevadans caucus later this month, health care issues are at the forefront for many. KUNR's On Gray reports that some of those voters want mental health policies to be a vital part of the national debate. A report from Mental Health America ranked the state 51st in the nation.
Reno resident Felicia Perez takes nearly a dozen pills each day. That's down from the 15 she used to take when she was first diagnosed with a rare disease in 2012.
I had my first MRI, and it was discovered that I had a tumor wrapped around my optic nerve. I had 11 rounds of radiation, and it grew and became a brain tumor as well. I've had 3 of these tumors. I've had 20 MRIs. I've had 40 chemo infusions, and there's no end in sight. I have a very rare autoimmune disorder that will eventually cause lymphoma or a rare eye cancer, and that is how I will pass from this life.
Perez was a former high school history teacher in Los Angeles and is currently working part-time remotely for an organization that supports social justice. She says her illness has affected her mental health.
The mental health issues that I also have of severe anxiety, some depression from grieving the life that I used to have and always contending with the ways that my life changes year to year and what those limitations are.
Getting access to mental health care has been challenging for Perez. She had to fight with her private insurance carrier to keep the therapist she'd been working with. And on top of that, she had gone into debt. There's a nearly $8,000 annual deductible, and her health makes it difficult to maintain a full-time job. For now, Perez is walking an emotional tightrope.
Somewhere between sad and angry. And every once in a while, I look up and I see some hope, but it quickly fades. It's like a bubble. And I'd rather be angry than sad, because anger at least allows me to still have the desire to fight. And sad just makes you not really have the energy anymore to fight. And between, you know, the illness and politics, that's where we're at these days.
Perez says for candidates to get her vote, this is what she wants to hear.
I'm going to need to hear mental health not be separated from healthcare, period. Mental health is a healthcare issue. The fact that we don't give it the kind of attention that it needs right now in this country is because we're not giving our healthcare system the kind of attention that it needs right now.
Robin Reedy heads up the state's National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI.
It's really tough for candidates to talk specifically toward any one item when they're trying to get elected.
That's why the national arm of NAMI joined a coalition pushing for a platform that supports access to care. NAMI reports that platforms of GOP candidates are more likely to increase healthcare options while reducing mandates. In comparison, Democrats are more likely to enforce a federal mandate to ensure equal coverage of mental health conditions and substance abuse disorders.
I want people to recognize that a disorder of the brain is the same as a disorder of the heart or the pancreas or whatever other organ in your body, and treat it equally.
But for Nevadans, access to care is a problem. About 2 out of 3 adults with mental illness receive no treatment, and the state has a shortage of providers.
We don't have enough regular doctors, let alone psychiatrists, psychologists, or psychiatric nurses.
Reedy says there aren't enough mental health treatment centers in Nevada, and many with severe conditions end up in the emergency room. Dr. Carrie Krogan is based in Reno and has been an emergency room physician for more than 2 decades. She says insufficient access to mental health care has been draining the overall medical system.
The other day, we had 40 patients in our waiting room, waiting for up to 6 to 8 hours. We had 16 psychiatric patients. Well, if we could get the psychiatric patients to a place where they were actually healing and doing better, we could have emptied out that waiting room in 2 hours.
For Krogan, mental health should be a priority and not a politicized issue.
This isn't necessarily like a red or blue thing. This isn't, oh, you're a communist, oh, you're a redneck. This is humanity. Psychiatric illness does not know race, creed, religion, nothing. It's just like any other illness.
The Mental Health for America report also found that Nevada has the highest prevalence of mental illness and the lowest access to care among young people. On Gray for KUNR News.